From the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. It happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The words of the Holy Gospel. It's funny that this gospel story seems to cure the, or that rather that in this gospel story, the Holy Eucharist seems to cure the disciples' heartburn. It's like, who needs Prilosec OTC when the precious blood of Jesus will do the trick? They say, "Were not our hearts burning within us until we recognized him in the breaking of the bread?" Obviously, I'm being facetious. The burning of their hearts is an abstract way of talking about the ardent charity which the physical proximity of the Lord's body and blood ignites in them. In the same way that the phrase, the breaking of the bread, is an early and abstract way of speaking of the Holy Eucharist. Now, these two disciples on the way to Emmaus fail to recognize the risen Jesus because it seems that his resurrected presence differs from how he appeared before. So they're clinging to his former presence, the memory of how they used to encounter him. And the sadness that goes with that perceived loss of theirs represents a kind of incompleteness to their faith, kind of incompleteness of their faith that prevents them from recognizing the new and risen presence. But how could they have failed to recognize him in person? The other times that Jesus appears, at least in the upper room, they have no problem identifying him immediately. And in this Emmaus story, it had only been 3 days since they last saw him. Remember, this takes place on Easter Sunday. So could they have forgotten that quickly what he looked like? Now, it's true that in his resurrected body, Jesus is able to appear under whatever form he wishes, that he can hide himself. We considered a few weeks ago the different qualities of his resurrected body, like the subtlety through which he can, by which he can pass through doors, the clarity that sort of gives him a brilliance unknown to his appearance before the resurrection. But it seems that it is in response to the disciples' lack of faith, or maybe their imperfect faith, that the Lord wants to teach them perfect faith by revealing to them the way in which Christians from that moment forward would recognize him, that is, in the Holy Eucharist. So when Jesus gives them bread that he had blessed and broken, their eyes are opened and they're enabled to recognize him as the Lord. And so this episode shows them that the way the risen Lord is going to be presented to the disciples henceforth, not visibly, at least after the ascension, but it is going to be in the breaking of the bread, in the blessing and the breaking and the giving, namely the sort of the ancient formula constitutive of the Holy Mass. He blessed and broke and gave. So mysteriously, the Holy Eucharist becomes an antidote to to lack of faith. When the Lord repeats these actions from the Last Supper, the blessing, the breaking, the giving, that's when they recognize him. Just as generations of Christians afterwards would recognize the presence of Jesus during the Holy Mass and here on the altar, even if in a different way than they recognized him when he was walking among them, those who knew him. But it seems that he immediately vanishes in order to make it clear to them that he's inaugurating a new manner of his presence among them, that the same presence of the Lord Jesus to human beings, to humanity, to individuals, that the apostles knew in the flesh and the hair and the teeth and the eyes of Jesus is given to us here, and that we have a new way of encountering him from now on. A few years back, a friend of mine went to the Holy Land, and he was really excited to go, to see the places that Jesus walked and prayed and taught. He thought it would be a serious boon to his faith to somehow encounter the Lord more deeply in the places where he had been. And this may happen to some people, and what a great grace that would be. But this friend in particular came back saying that, yeah, it was a nice experience, but it hammered home for me the fact that places of historical interest pale in comparison to the fact that we can encounter the same Jesus personally, not just historically, in any Catholic church anywhere in the world, in the Holy Eucharist. You don't have to go to the Holy Land for it. And it struck me that this demonstrates the point, that the Lord allows us to encounter him in the same way that people encountered him on the roads of Galilee and in the valleys of Judah. And yeah, I think that's something that we could just spend our lifetime contemplating, because it just doesn't quite sink in. So Lord, as we spend this time in the presence of your resurrected body under the appearance of broken bread, we ask that you would give us this same burning heart sensation, the same ardent love of you that recognizes you deeply and intimately and personally in the Eucharist, that satisfies our deepest hungers that we experience in all manner of things in our lives. Amen.